This is the King Chasing Podcast, where we keep Christ at the center of athletics. Here's your host, Brandon Gilmore.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. I'm Brandon, and this is the King Chasing Podcast. As always, thanks for joining us, and please make sure to visit our website at thenccaa.org for more King Chasing content. Today's episode features a portion of a presentation by Dan Wood at the 2023 NCCAA Convention. Dan has been the NCCAA Executive Director since 2000. With over 35 years of service in higher education, Dan has been a coach, faculty member, and athletic administrator at Limestone College, Oklahoma Wesleyan University, and Indiana Wesleyan University. He's been inducted into Southern Wesleyan's Hall of Fame as a student athlete and Oklahoma Wesleyan's Hall of Fame as a coach and athletic director. He has written for a variety of publications on subjects ranging from student athlete recruitment to population diversity and faith-based institutions. Thanks for listening today, and I hope you enjoy this presentation by Dan.
Love, integrity, faith, and excellence. Not our characteristics. We're trying to get there in excellence, not perfection, but they're straight out of Scripture. For the excellence comes out of Philippians 4:8. Coach for 15 years. Kelly knows we never voted on our team verse. It was always Philippians 4:8. We actually had when we got good graphics, we called it the Christian yardstick. And I ask you every year, how many of you, and you can participate this piece, how many of you want to do what's right? How many of you want to do what's trustworthy? Old word, how many of you, we throw it to men, but how many of you want to be noble? These are some of the descriptors that Paul gives us, but then he ends with one that I think the church has run from. Whatever is excellent. Not perfect. Excellent. Therefore, mediocrity is not our stopping point. Our goal will be to be excellent. There's the verse. I'm going to give you four sports examples. I really had about 50, and then you got to work them down in no uncertain order, and it's not all about Christian faith. But I remember as a kid watching Edwin Moses run, and it looked like to me that's what God did when he said, I'm going to make a runner, and Edwin Moses was created. If you don't know who he is, I'm really sorry you never saw him run. 122 consecutive wins in the hurdles. 122. Multiple Olympics. To watch him run, it looked like the most natural thing that he was ever created. The only one I compare to him is Michael Johnson in the 200 in Atlanta in 1996. That when he crossed the finish line and saw the world record, I don't know that I've seen better joy on a high-level athlete in my life. He just unloaded. That's what excellent looks like. Not just because it's North Carolina. 18 national championship in NCCA Women's Division I soccer. Yes, the first six or seven is because nobody else cared about women's soccer. And Anson Dorrance in North Carolina did. But then the pool got deeper. And then it got deeper. And they're still annually in the College Cup of the Final Four. Still competing for national championships. Why is that? Do your homework. It's a culture created by a coach. By the way, Anson Dorrance is not a believer. He's not a person of faith. You don't want to take your kids to his clinic. Nothing personal. You don't want to take them to Coach K's either. I've been in both of theirs. But the tenets and some of the character pieces are excellent. I think the best human coach, other than the years that Christ was on earth as a human, ever coach, is John Wooden. Not because of just the titles, but it's incredible. When only 32 teams, first of all, he had to win the Pac-10 conference every year. We forget that. We talk about all the nine national titles, seven in a row. We forget he had to win. There were no at-larges. It was real simple. Where's Ben? Ben, it was simple. There were no at-larges back in the day. You had to win the Pac-10 conference to get there. I got to meet him in the belly of the Greensboro Coliseum 8 minutes after the run ended. The semifinals, 1974, when David Thompson, North Carolina State, beat them. the general manager of the Greensboro Coliseum went to my dad's church. We had tickets to everything. We saw every ACC tournament, the Harlem Globetrotters, front row, all that stuff. John Wooden was down there. We were at Mr. Gibbons' office when he was coming around to go to the press room. We came out, and my dad said, "Oh, I'm sorry." And John Wooden looked at my dad. If I had a picture, they could have been twins. And he goes, "Oh, how are you, sir?" He said, John Wooden goes, "I am great. How are you?" Pause. He's won 7 national titles in a row, and he's not going to win number 8 in a row. And he looked at my dad and said, "I'm great. How are you?" He looked at me. He stooped down to my level. He said, "How are you, young man?" I said, "I'm good. That was a great game." He goes, "Yes, it was." He goes, "Is this your father?" I said, "Yes, sir." He goes, "Did he bring you to the game today?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "You're blessed, young man. You're blessed." Rubbed me on the head and went to his press conference. I then had the high honor, maybe one of the highest as a human, of sitting in his apartment about 6 years after Nell had died, when Sven Nader, Paul, allowed me to be part through a large conduit. I'd actually been out to see Paul Berry and the West Coast schools, and ended up being able to be in his apartment while he was doing letters of thank you to people, and his players would come help him when he could hardly write. A man of excellent character like I don't know that I've ever met again. And finally, I am a golfer. That's an addiction. When my wife's parents asked me, when I asked for her hand in marriage, they said, "Do you have any vices we need to know about?" I said, "Not really, but I do play golf." They said, "Oh, that's fine." I said, no, you don't understand. I do play golf." First vacation together, her mom wanted to know what day of 7 down near Kiowa Island I would want to play. What one day of 7 at Kiowa Island would I, Kelly said, "Only the ones that end in Y, Mom." So I like golf. I'm a Jack Nicklaus guy. At 62, that's more my, I got to watch more of that. But I literally got to watch his in total. Jack was around before I was. I don't know that I've seen anything of that ilk in any other sport. Whatever his dad was drilling down into him, and if you read the books, you may find it to be an abusive parent. But what was trained up in this guy and what he accomplished against better players, as Jack Nicklaus himself says, a better, deeper field who could win than Jack ever faced, is excellent. Why? What made that? Wouldn't you love to have that panel about how did that skill set and excellence get created and developed in you? Wooden's 7-point creed was simply this: be true to yourself, help others, make each day your masterpiece, drink deeply from good books, especially the Bible, make friendship a fine art. I pause there. Make friendship a fine art. I'm not much of a painter. Don't say amen, Kel. I'm just not much of a painter. But I do know from what I've heard that the hardest part of the painting is the end, is the detail, the framing, the development, the structure. But the greats are good at bringing it out. Build a shelter against a rainy day. Pray for guidance, count and give thanks for your blessings every day. Do you know that John Wooden's 7-point creed did not change from high school coaching through Purdue all the way to eventually UCLA? Never changed. I've said it before, but I'll repeat. You do know what he taught the first day of practice to every team he ever coached. Who can tell me? Wear 2 pair of socks. We leave that out. Wear 2 pair of good socks and double notch your shoes. And I've told you before, why did he teach that? I want to ask you if you know, because I've said it and I know you didn't listen. That's okay. Do what? Well, it also goes, he's a junior in high school. 7 seconds to go and they steal the ball. And they will now have a chance to win the Indiana State, actually the semifinal. All classes mix there. No 1A, everybody plays. John Wooden's a point guard. The play is for him to go off a pick. If they don't pick him up, to the hole he goes. If they do, he'll just dump it off. The problem is the pick was perfect, As he cut around, he slipped on his shoelace that he had loosened two timeouts ago because of blisters from the bad one pair of socks he had. He went home that night and wrote down two pair of socks, double knot laces. It was good enough for John Wood, and it was good enough for Bill Walton, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Sidney Wicks, Bobby Warren, the whole group. Two pair of socks, double knot your shoes. From a junior in high school, you ready? Point of failure. A point of failure led to that lesson. Some of the best creeds, I was going to let everybody shout them out, but some of the best creeds that I could come up with, may not be the top group, but remember the Titans. I'm a Denzel fan, but remember the Titans. Who can tell me? We are a family. Who took that song on? Come on, old people. Pittsburgh Pirates. Willie Stargell and the bunch. We are a family. Sister Sledge, is that right? Somebody can help me. Yeah, I don't do karaoke, but I think that's on the jukebox. Just do it. Can you imagine if Nike had failed, how bad we would beat that one up? Had that company failed, we'd make a joke about that. Oh, just do it. How stupid. Who thought that up? Well, since they're successful, we think it's one of the best branding in the whole history of sports. Impossible is nothing. Impossible is nothing. Row the boat. I'm not a Big Ten fan. Where's Matt Hill? I know we have plenty of her. Row the boat. Whose is it? Minnesota. Just a few years back. All in. This one's a little closer to home for us Southern people. Bring your own guts. Dabo, after beating Notre Dame in the weekend where every other game in the South was canceled, but Clemson didn't think the hurricane would hit Clemson, and it didn't. They beat in the middle of the interview. He said, only way you describe this, Holly Rowe, I think, had the mic. And bring your own guts tonight. That's what tonight was. But all in. 1186, one of my favorites, is college baseball starts. Moose, do you remember this one? 1186. University of Virginia, the year after losing in the final championship game 3-2, their caps the next year had the number 1186. That's the number of miles from Charlottesville, Virginia, to Rosenblatt Stadium in Omaha, Nebraska, where they went the next year and won the national title. Now, if we're sportsmen, those will get the hair up and you'll go, that's cool. You know why they're cool? They all went with fairly successful teams or successful brands. Had they been failing brands, do we remember them? I don't know. I don't think so. That's you. All of your logos sit up there. You're our memberships. One of the best banners we have, by the way, when we put them up at places. People, you want to come by and see your logo. Your fans at championships want to take a picture by their son or daughter's school logo, et cetera. This is us. This is you, our membership. You're the one who is going to be challenged this morning. And for the first time, my goal, to be very candid, is you leave here as a collective with one common membership goal. I'd like to offer and remind us of the unified creed or mission that is really called to us that we didn't write. It's the Christian creed, not the Apostles' Creed. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Right? Active. Have you claimed that? Raise your hand. No, hi. This is for him, for goodness sake. He spread his for us. I think I saw every hand go up. So now we're good. Now I do get to go forward with the rest of this. Because here's our marching orders. Therefore, go and make disciples of every player you ever get to coach. Oh, that's part of the nations. It's easy for me to go reach the nations. I just don't want to reach my home. I don't want to speak Christ into my wife and my kids, but I'll be glad to go to Ethiopia and do it and chase skinny chickens or whatever. But I won't go across the street. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. Commanded, not ask politely. The guy's getting ready to go up into the skies. He will leave the earth until the next time he comes back. And he doesn't say, Lauren, if you would, if you don't mind, think about doing this. This isn't crochet stuff. This is solid stone stuff. I command you, if you take first part, then you do second part. That's easy in August. Meeting with our team, speaking of spiritual stuff at our Christian colleges, it sucks to do in the middle of the season when you've lost 9 in a row. Your best player's disciplined. Your team's unraveling. You didn't get to nationals. Your school's closing. But I don't see anything in Matthew 18 that says, on your good days, let's do this. We either do commit to our program or we don't. That's why I got 6 more minutes of my 45. You either do or you don't. And it's not complicated. You do or you don't.
Thanks to Dan for his presentation on sustained excellence and the unified mission of believers. If you haven't yet, please subscribe to the King Chasing podcast on whatever app you use to listen. We would also appreciate it if you encouraged others to listen and subscribe. Once again, we're thankful to you for tuning in and supporting us. Join us next time on King Chasing. Take care, everyone.